Hey kings, just remember, the less hair on your head, the more room for your crown. So keep your head high. So high, no one will even see that bald spot. You get 'em.
On this episode of The Commercial Break.
Hey, all you out there in the TCB universe, welcome back to The Commercial Break. I'm sitting here with our executive producer, the other Christina. Hi, Christina.
Hey, Brian. What's
best
up?
To you.
Oh, best to you.
Oh,
stop.
Look, that was good. Oh, I don't know. Look so out, Chrissy. Welcome to the Commercial Break Studio.
Thank you.
You do such a great job editing the episodes. I felt it was time, long, long since been time for you to be behind the microphone.
Perfect. Can't wait.
Chrissy is taking the week off to be with her husband at the Memphis Memfo Music Festival, and God bless her. Well-deserved time off, and so what Christina and I are going to do is we are going to cut up canned episodes of The Commercial Break, episodes that shouldn't ever run for any reason, but now we're giving ourselves a reason to run the crap.
100%, 100%.
Yeah. It's, you know, it's kind of like Coke Zero or Sprite sugar-free. No one likes it, but it's on the shelves anyway.
Just me. I like it.
You do?
Yeah.
You're one of those
oddballs. I'm a Coke Zero bitch.
Are you really?
Yeah. Give me a little crispy Coke Zero at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. I'm happy.
Oh, that's interesting. Yeah. Well, I've now found one person that likes Coke Zero. Anytime I see somebody at the drink station pouring Coke Zero, I wonder exactly what's wrong with their head.
Yeah, that's me. There's a lot. That's why I work for you.
Glad I'm paying you. Mm-hmm. All right, well, Christina's going to have to get to work and cut up this episode of The Commercial Break. Here's a few clips that we've never run here on The Commercial Break for you on this Friday. Enjoy. Say bye, Tina.
Bye.
The next episode of The Commercial Break starts now.
Cats and kittens, welcome back to The Commercial Break. I'm Brian Green. This is my dear friend, the Kraken Chrissy Hoadley. Best to you, Chrissy.
Best to you, Brian.
And best to you out there in the podcast universe. Hey, it's a wonderful day here in Atlanta, Georgia. The weather is beautiful.
It is.
And so, you know, we're getting ready for summer. We're thinking, hey, you know, we're going to fucking keep the kids occupied all day long and blah, blah, blah.
That is the challenge of summer.
We got our vacation planned. And so what I'm really concerned about is we got to take a long flight on our vacation.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm concerned about these children because I don't trust them. I don't trust them one bit, Chrissy.
They can't be trusted.
No, they cannot be trusted. You're right about that. They are slippery little, sneaky little...
1 minute they're good, next minute...
They're slimy. Oh, my God. Yeah. And then, did you hit your sister? No. Did you hit your sister? No. Did you hit your sister? Yeah. Can you go apologize to her and give her a hug? No. God damn it! Just trying to keep the peace around here. So I'm worried that the whole thing's going to blow up. Not on the way there, on the way back. Because on the way back, it's always the way back. It's always the fucking way back.
It is, yeah.
It's like the end of the trip.
Tired.
Everyone's crusty and crabby and feeling shitty. And then you got two layovers. The whole thing. So I'm like, let me get some games for the kids. I'll go get some games.
Good, thank you.
We're doing little travel packs, right? So I thought, let me go into Walmart. Yeah, some coloring, a game we could play, like interact, you know, like a Disney trivia or something like that. So I go into Walmart. It's, I don't know, it's not one of those 24-hour Walmarts, so they have just opened. Drop the kids off at school, go to Walmart. There I am, probably the only person in Walmart right now, which I like. It's my favorite kind of Walmart, where there's nobody there.
Exactly.
Because when there's people there, I mean, let's just admit something about Walmart.
I like
Walmart.
Going to Target, too, like in the mornings.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, or the grocery store late at night or in the mornings. And and that's the kind of shopper I've always been because I just get irritated with people easily.
Yeah.
Like, I feel my parents ingrained manners in me so deeply that when people don't adhere to common sense manners, I get really irritated internally. I'll act like I'm okay, but I'm really boiling inside. What's that movie with Michael Douglas?
Oh, right.
Standing Up or...
I forgot about that.
You remember that movie?
With the car? When
God
in the car?
Damn, that movie was good. Was it Standing Up? Falling Down. Falling Down is the name of the movie.
If it's not Standing Up, it's
Falling
Down.
That's right. Is it Falling Down? I think it's Falling Down. Let me see here. So anyway, so I feel like that guy sometimes when I go into crowded shopping malls or Walmart or whatever, I feel like I'm about to take a baseball bat and start swinging around the... You know, taking the heads off of troll dolls in the toy aisle because no one fucking does anything that makes common sense. So anyway, there's nobody there today. And I'm like, this is a very pleasant shopping experience.
Nice.
I feel really good about this.
Did and you then hear Rachel?
That's what the fuck happened.
Oh, you were going to say that?
I was going to say this. That's what the fuck happened.
I was just throwing that out
there. I just wanted to go to Walmart, shop not get irritated, not get bothered, not have to pay too much attention. And then I hear,
you're listening to Walmart Radio. Check out aisle four for $4 off your prostate vitamins.
And I'm like, I think to myself, Rachel, could I not hear you one of the places that I go? Do you know what I'm saying? I turn on SiriusXM, I hear her. I turn on the wall, I go to Walmart, I hear her. I go into the bathroom at the gas station in bumfuck Georgia, I hear her.
For those of you that don't know out there, listener, Rachel McGrath is one of our dear, dear friends and has been for 15 years, as long as we've known each other, Brian,
yeah.
too.
Yeah.
And we used to work with her, and she's a dear friend, and she does voiceover work, and she's everywhere.
She's everywhere. She's very famous. Like, yes. in that world, she's yes, very famous.
Wins awards all the time.
Yes.
And yeah. Because she's very good.
Her voice is ubiquitous with kind of a, like, a, she can either be family-friendly, or she can be very sultry, mm-hmm. right? So she does a lot of rock stations, a lot of pop stations that give her that little bit of sexy sass that they're looking yeah. for in that voiceover
work. Yeah, she's
work.
Sassy.
Right? And so, I love Rachel. And you know I love Rachel, but I would like to go somewhere without Rachel talking to me in my ear. Because while I could normally tune out a commercial that's playing in a gas station or, you know, on SiriusXM or whatever, I have to listen and pay attention to whatever I'm hearing when I know it's Rachel's voice. Like, she comes on the TV now. She's doing commercials.
I know.
So I'm like, can I just watch my shitty TLC commercial? I don't want to pay attention to the commercials. But now I feel like I have to rewind the commercial and listen to Rachel because she's so good and she's so cool and I love her so much. And now I'm standing in the Walmart holding a bunch of shit like this for 3 minutes while I'm listening to Rachel.
Well, just think of it. Rethink the way that you're thinking about it. And just it's like a little friend. It's next
yeah,
to you.
Yeah, a creepy little friend that doesn't leave me alone.
It's on your shoulder.
I'm going to get stuck. I want to file a restraining order against Rachel's voice. Someone wrote in, her name is Dee. She wants to be referred to as Dee. And she said in the email, she asked, Brian, have you ever thought about doing voiceover work?
Mm-hmm.
Because you're really good at doing those voices. And I'm like, no, I haven't. Because first of all, that takes responsibility. And I'm not up for that. Number two, like I'd actually have to be on a schedule and do stuff on time and all that shit. I don't want to be a part of any of that. That's for the man. I leave that shit for the man. Second of all, no one is looking for my...
Gaga goo goo, pick up your Satan diapers on aisle four. And by the way, wipe my asshole, I'm feeling dirty. Gaga goo goo, Satan baby. Dante the baby.
No one wants that voice. They're not looking for that.
I think they should want that
That's
voice.
Right.
Pampers, now on sale for $4, you cheap bastard. You got an Amex that you're happy to run for all your strippers when mommy's not looking, but you can't pay $4 for the Pampers. God damn it! It's on sale. Go get it.
That was good. Oh my God.
No one's looking for Dante Baby when they're looking for when they're trying to shop for Pampers. You know what I'm saying? That's just not a thing. So thank you very much for the nice compliments, but I'll leave that to the professionals, i.e. Rachel. Mm-hmm. I just wish Rachel wasn't everywhere that I went because she literally is. I heard her on SiriusXM yesterday. I hear her in Walmart today. She was in Kroger. Is she the voice of Kroger, too?
I don't know. She's everywhere.
She's the voice of Kroger, I'm sure, or someone that sounds like her. Now she's on the TV commercials. Now she's doing movie trailers. When can we separate ourselves from Rachel's voice? I'm put it on the treaty.
I personally like it.
No, where's I like it, notebook? Too. I'm making a fuss for no reason. But put it on the treaty anyway. Ask Rachel if she cannot do the things that I go to. Like, can Walmart number 4452, can that one not run your
voice? It's a blackout store.
It's a blackout store. The creepiest is when I got the gas station.
Well, the gas station.
That was creepy, creepy. For those of you that don't know, this is so many episodes ago. This may be episode number 4 or 5.
We had her on.
Gas station girl. Yeah.
We had her on.
That's right.
One of our few guests that actually made it to
one of the few guests that actually came on the show and then also got sent out to the public. Yeah. We have lots of guests sitting somewhere on my server, but those will never see the light of day. Unless you're willing to pay $39.99 per month, then I'll give you access to the first episode and all the other ones we threw away. Well, maybe not all the other ones we threw away, but a couple of the ones we threw away.
I'm just thinking about that one, and you know which one I'm talking about.
Oh, I do.
Yeah, that was awful.
That was so bad. Yeah, we interviewed a comedian. I'm not going to give the name because the poor guy. No. He must have been nervous too, right? Everyone's nervous and we're all there. But he comes on. I have a phone call with him the day before. And the little inside baseball on interviews. And I'm not an experienced interviewer, by the way. I don't want to claim that I am. That's not the type of show that we have. So
we tried.
We tried. It failed. Now, unless Joe Jonas is coming on, probably not going to have an interview here. I mean, we might. I never say never. But so this guy, so we're dipping our toe in the water. We got like 30 listeners. Now we have 40, but back then we had 30. And so I have a phone call with him, a prep phone call. I never met the guy ever. We'd only communicated via social media.
And Clubhouse.
And Clubhouse, that's right. Never trust a Clubhouse connection. So I say to the guy, hey, listen, I watched a bunch of your material. I saw your recent set. So why don't you come on and I'll tee up a couple of these jokes that you got in this set. Like, let me walk. It's not a scripted interview. What it is that I throw out some subject matter that he would be familiar with because he wrote some jokes about it, right? Like, you know, I don't know, dating, right? So I talk about dating and then he can tee up all of his jokes. So he says, yeah, that's great. And I said, okay, perfect. So, you know, just look for the cues and whenever you want to jump in, just start your little thing. I'll give you space. Cool. We get him on there. And within 5 minutes of being on there, he is fully engrossed in Civil War discussion.
Oh, yeah.
But not funny for the Civil War discussion. That I don't know of any discussion about the Civil War is funny. But not funny Civil War discussion. He's not making jokes about a peg leg or something like that. The guy is literally talking about Civil War history on the show. And I'm kind of like,
I think we went into like Holocaust.
Then we went into the Holocaust. We went from Civil War to Holocaust. It went from bad to worse.
I remember just sitting there staring at the screen because he was, you know, we were videoing in. And
I watched that video a couple of months ago. Yeah, you were clueless. You really were. I watched that video a couple of months ago. You were scared almost, I think. You were like, how are we going to make this funny?
Like, we can't.
And I couldn't either. So I was just like, yeah, Civil War was pretty bad. Thank God someone won. You know, it's like, I don't know what to say to this. And then I'd tee it back. I'd be like, so tell me about your dating life. And he'd be like, yeah, the Holocaust was pretty bad. It's like, oh, okay. All right. Anything else you want to mention? You know.
Yeah. So that's our interview.
Dead grandmother. Yeah.
That's
our
interview history.
Skills. That's right. Yeah. But Rachel was one of our interviews. And I pointed out to her that I was taking a trip down to Florida. I was in the dregs of South Georgia. I mean, like, where nothing is.
Mm-hmm.
And up comes one of these random
gas
stations.
Stand.
Yeah. Boiled peanuts.
And a gas station.
Boiled peanuts and a gas station. That is not like a QT, nice and shiny and pretty.
No, it's been there for forever.
You still have to go inside to pay.
I was going
to
say, they don't have the credit card at the pump.
You have to go inside to pay, and you have to crank the pump. I mean, it's basically a trailer with a tin roof on it. You know what I'm saying? So I go into the bathroom, which is, you know, you can imagine the bathroom. It's basically a hole in the ground where you're pissing. And so I go into the bathroom, and then I hear, you're listening to Jesus 101, all Jesus, all the time. And I'm like, is that Rachel's sultry voice talking about Jesus 101? Come, you know, realize your passions with the word of the Lord on Jesus 101.
Like, and she's not a religious person at all.
Oh,
and
please.
So I remember her talking about that, where she was like, I didn't even realize what I was going to have to say until I had to do it then. But I think she's declined further jobs from that.
Yeah, thank God. How much money could you possibly make from Jesus 101? Listen, I'm not opposed to taking money from whoever either. At least I'm not giving it to them. I'm taking it away from them. But, I mean, it was the most random, crazy occurrence of Rachel following me around. But she's everywhere. I do love her, though. I mean, I'm not really bitching and complaining. But I do feel obligated to stay there and listen.
The main thing is, did you get your travel pack ready?
No, I didn't.
Okay, well.
I decided I'll do it another day. Mission totally failed. I went in there for 5 things. I got 2 of them. I heard Rachel's voice, and I decided to leave. Okay. I was like, okay, well, I guess this is my cue to get out of here.
You still got a little time.
I still got a little time. There's another Walmart. There's some 24-hour Walmart where I can go there at 2 in the morning. Let's all be honest about a Walmart experience. It's a lovely place to shop. I understand why it's popular, because we shop there too, because there are cheap prices and they do have everything you need and you can find anything.
It's
in
Amazon and store form.
That's right. And so I'm not one of these guys who says, you know, death to Walmart. All their business practices and labor practices, I don't know. They're certainly not great. But I go into Walmart. But when you shop at Walmart, you never seen that peopleofwalmart.com?
No.
You've never seen that? There's a whole website dedicated to people taking pictures or videos of what goes on at a Walmart and putting them on this website called peopleofwalmart.com. It is the most hilarious website. Because it's true. The lady who's 565 pounds coming in with a string thong bikini, like a micro bikini, you know what I'm saying? And wearing like a red wig and sunglasses, and she's got a, you know, a little person on her shoulder, like the craziest crap that goes on at Walmart. And I don't have to venture far into my own local Walmart before I start seeing some of this shit. I one time saw a dude who was like full metal jacket, like hardcore biker guy, and he had a monkey on his shoulder. Oh. One of those little monkeys, like the little monkey.
The stuffed?
No.
Oh, it was
this is a real actual monkey. It was an actual monkey on a string.
Emotional support monkey.
Oh my God, it was the craziest thing. And then like some little kid was like looking at it, can I touch the monkey? And he just snapped. No. I was like, oh my God.
Those things can be mean.
Oh fuck yeah.
They'll tear your face up.
Remember that lady who got her face and her whole body? Yeah. Like she got her whole face chewed off by baboons. First of all, if you're going to get a monkey, get one of those little monkeys that are in like the, you know, Indiana Jones movies, the little tiny monkeys that run around and don't cause any trouble. Don't get a full grown fucking baboon. Those things have superhuman strength because they're not human. They have super ape strength. They're crazy. And they ripped some lady's face off, literally ripped her face off, and she survived, but she doesn't have a face.
No face.
Didn't she go on Oprah? I think she went on Oprah.
I don't know the baboon lady.
We should get a picture and see what that, we should look at the damage and see what a baboon would actually do.
Eesh.
But I digress.
As much as I'm sure you love listening to Brian drone on, we really do have some bills to pay, like my salary. So go to tcbpodcast.com to find all of our audio and video. Check out our Instagram at The Commercial Break, our TikTok at tcbpodcast, and of course our YouTube channel at youtube.com/thecommercialbreak. You can also text us at 855-TCB-8383 with your thoughts and probably concerns. And now, let's listen to some sponsors so I can continue to have a job.
Okay, Christina, a little TCB quiz. You ready for this?
Sure. Ready as I'll ever be.
In a cringe duel between Frankie B and John Anthony, who wins?
Who's the most cringe?
Who's the most cringe?
Well, that's really tough.
It is.
Because Frankie has just an energy of cringe, but he leans into it.
Yeah.
Like he is cringe.
He owns it.
And and it's who he is, which makes him a little less cringe.
I agree with you.
John Anthony, on the other hand, is just a dirty little perv, whomst I hate.
Whomst I hate also.
And I think he wins for the most cringe because also there's like, it's so fake.
It's all a put on show, right?
Yeah, it's
and
so fake.
Even the women who are behind him are fake. They're clearly paid in some way, shape,
Absolutely.
Or form.
Absolutely. Like, he has not had a lick of pussy in like his entire life, I think.
Literally. Never had a lick of pussy.
Yeah. No, he ain't getting it.
I agree with you. We agree with you. There's something lovable about Frankie B.
Yeah.
But there's nothing lovable about John Anthony.
Yeah, John Anthony's disgusting.
He just pays women of the night to hang out with him and make cool videos.
Women of the night.
Women of the night.
I love his women of the night. I want them to be my friends.
Quite frankly, they're the most interesting things about his video and also probably the smartest things about his video.
Oh, definitely.
Are the women.
Yeah,
I think to myself,
he's
going to be spewing this bullshit anyway.
God, yeah.
Let somebody be getting paid while it happens. You know what I'm saying?
Get your bag, girl. That's what I have to say.
Who cares? Fat stacks right on your front door.
Absolutely.
So in honor of the most cringe person that we've ever reviewed on the show, let's take a deep dive into an episode that didn't run about John Anthony.
Oh, joy of joys.
Hang on to your short and curlies, kids. John Anthony is here to save the day. Okay, so without further ado, let's get right into it. Let's not delay. We got a lot of ground to cover.
Hold on. Can you give a
description?
Give a description of what we're seeing.
John Anthony is sitting in what looks like a studio, just like the one we've made here.
He's got a Buddha.
He's got a Buddha behind his head because nothing says equanimitous like turning women into pieces of trash, throwing them around the room.
There's a shelf.
There's a shelf up top of
Buddha
his head.
Buddha is in the middle.
Buddha.
He's got some
Egyptian
kind of
bullshit.
Egyptian thing. Something to the left, like a snake head.
Yeah, snake head.
But the to the left, down underneath the you know.
On abutting each side of him, one side is a neon sign of a naked torso.
Girls.
And on the right side is a statue of a naked bust of a woman.
I don't know. She's armless.
Pulled her. I pulled her.
She's armless.
She's armless. That means she can't put up a fight. John Anthony's going after her. How many 21 EPMs do you think that those two signs have had?
Oh, lots.
So he's got these two naked signs right behind him because he's got to let you know that he's into pussy.
Oh, yeah. What's that guy? Who's that guy?
That's John Anthony. John Anthony's got a picture of John Anthony hanging out behind him.
Sipping espresso?
Sipping espresso. It's okay. Nothing that I trust.
This is the most bizarre thing I've ever
seen. Oh, my God.
Let's see what he has to say.
I think Brazil put this together for him. Let's talk. Let's listen to John Anthony.
Ask yourself right now, how would your life change if you were getting 1 to 2 new lays per week, 50 to 100 new...
right away.
We can end the video right there. Well, thanks for showing up. We'll talk to you guys later. Oh,
how would your
God.
Life change if you got 1 to 2?
Well,
lays.
First of all, my children
new
wouldn't be fed or clothed.
Yeah. New lays per week.
NLPWs. How many NLPWs have you had? We're in a projections meeting. Brian, can I count you in for 10 NLPWs?
I got you, boss.
Does it matter which sex they are? Not particularly. Okay, 10. I got 11. No problem.
We just need lays.
Confirmed lays. I need a confirmed lay. I need panties and a used condom right here on the desk by Monday.
The bust of the naked lady.
The neon bust of the naked lady.
The crazy thing is... That's like a woman on a pole.
I know. He had to actually call somebody and ask for that. They don't make those. He had to call and ask for it.
Can you
give me
you can't get that on Etsy.
Give me a pair of... No, you can't get that on Etsy. Give me a pair of tits and neon.
She's like going like this.
I know. How much you want to bet there's still an open invoice for that neon sign?
Oh, yeah. He hasn't paid that. He's going to have to sell that snake head.
I know.
Girls per year and putting one new girl on rotation, right? Like as you get more girls, it becomes even easier to get more girls. And you can.
Oh, the old principle that a rolling stone gathers no moss.
Right.
Once you start getting laid, you're never going to stop.
Or gathers.
That's right.
Bush.
Yeah. A rolling stone gathers no bush, as they say.
Or gathers bush.
Or in this case, does gather bush. Exactly. And it's kind of like. I don't know. It's like when you get rich, the money, money starts making money.
It just goes exponentially.
Pudenda after pudenda after pudenda. It's literally.
To the 10th power.
Yeah, that's right. 10X, as Grant Cardone would say. Another fantastic human being. 10X your pussy with John Anthony. 10X your NLPWs.
I mean, nothing says it like this. Armless statue.
Yeah.
To the right.
That, by the way, it looks
he
like.
He knows what he's talking about.
Look at
about.
All the white stuff on it. Looks like it's already been jizzed on a couple times. You see what I'm saying?
That's weird.
Right down near the.
Does it have a spray
pudenda
tan?
Area? Yeah, I think he gave it a spray tan. He definitely colored in the nipples. He's like, I want these tits to be as realistic as possible.
Silver dollars.
Silver dollars. I don't care what you got. Dimes? Silver dollars? What are you working with down there?
Replace them as well.
Oh my God. Yes.
Look at this intro. John Anthony pulling tail left and right.
Oh, my God.
Right now, what we're watching is the John Anthony lifestyle intro that shows nothing but half-naked ladies.
Okay, this is Frankie to shame.
Oh, yeah.
Rocket.
Rocket. Yeah. Frankie has one girl that he shows in the video.
He does.
And
he's
I thought that was one too many.
Frankie looks classy now.
Oh, Frankie's like... Frankie literally looks like Frank Sinatra compared to this guy.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? He's like the Prince of Wales compared to John Anthony.
Your lifestyle.
Oh, let me say that as the video is starting, John has updated his number of women that he slept with.
In one year,
he went from 1,300 women he slept with to 1,550 women.
Countries, though. I think 30 was the last one. Too.
Yeah, what's up? He's not bringing new countries into the rotation?
Only so many
sky miles you can... only so many sky miles you can gather by chasing that reigning pudenda.
In today's video, I want to talk about the benefits of rotations. A rotation is defined as a set of girls that you see on a regular basis, usually once per week.
Thank you for pointing out the definition. Can I point out the skull that is behind the armless woman?
Yeah, he's got a couple of skulls behind him. Who knows what's going on? This is like a total fucking mess. From beginning to end, it's a hot mess. He has no idea what's going on. We put a purple sheet behind us. You want to know why? Because it doesn't overcomplicate the matter. I know. But what I really want to point out is that he says a rotation is defined as women that you see at least once per week. So I just want to let everyone know Astrid rotation. Is in my rotation.
Yeah,
I do see her at least once a week.
Brian, you're in my rotation at this point.
You're the most in my rotation. You are my rotation.
People in society, they're either single or they're in a monogamous relationship. So they either have, you know, they're playing the field, trying to go on new dates and this and that. But a lot of guys are sexless as well. So a rotation
is... They don't have a sex?
A lot of guys are sexless.
Sexless. Sexlesses.
As well.
As well. So there's
as well to what?
I don't know. He said that most people are single
or monogamous.
Or monogamous. Okay. 10-4. Video is filled with facts.
New information.
New information. Yeah. Where's the science? Where's the data on that?
Kind of a pipe dream for a lot of guys, but it is pretty easy to set up once you're doing things properly. But in this video, I want to go over the benefits of running a rotation. So when you're with just...
Once you get Amex to raise your limit to 8,000, you can literally put 7 prostitutes on rotation.
And the penthouse.
As long as you keep paying that bill at the end of the month, you get it, get it, get it, get it.
One girlfriend, you have this one person, their personality can become predictable. It's just kind of a fixed form. Here's this one person's personality. Here is their body type, right? Like if the girlfriend you have
that,
has small like boobs,
that?
Whatever it may be.
The girlfriend you has small boobs. Wow.
This guy.
One huge step for feminism here with John Anthony.
It is women's month.
Oh, it's March is women's month?
Yes.
Well, every month is women's month. But okay, John Anthony has now reduced women to
armless.
A personality type with small boobs.
And armless.
Certain color hair. Sexual things, a certain way she has sex, a certain way that she gives blowjobs, etc. It can be different from girl to girl, and it can be nice.
You don't say, John.
No, they're not all the same.
Let me take out the notebook and write down
the
personality traits.
I thought it was all the same.
Yes. Blowjob from Tracy. Likes to jack me off at same time. Blowjob from Rita. Bad teeth. Feels good. Blowjob from Diana. Take out your dentures.
To have variety. So I typically, for a long time, I was running like 6 to 12 girl rotations. In the more recent years, it's been even bigger, usually about 8 to 14 girls. I think the most I ever had at one point was 17 girls in Poland when I was living in Warsaw. And
I mean, he's seriously saying this.
He is seriously claiming. But what he doesn't tell you is...
Oh, God.
Those who seek... Okay, something just popped up, and then I'll get back to my point. Those who seek to join the 8-week program typically put in a new girl of rotation per week.
Just add them in.
Chrissy.
Add them in.
Add them in. Add them in.
Get them.
Get them. Here we go. You ready?
Yeah.
New girl. New girl. New girl.
Poland.
Can I tell you something?
Poland.
I spent
Poland.
A good... Yeah, Poland. 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 Amex. Can I tell you something?
Yes.
I was single for a long time. You knew me when I was single.
I did.
I was single for a long time before
together.
I knew you. You're single together. That's right. Never did I ever have more than one girl in rotation.
No, one was all anybody could handle.
That's right. One of mine was all that anybody could handle. One of mine was enough for 6 guys. Exactly. She should have been in rotation.
Guys that join my 8-week program typically are putting one new rotation girl on per week. They're typically getting 1 to 2 new closes, new hookups per week, which comes out to 50 to 100 a year, 52 to 100.
Who the fuck has this kind of time?
What is he talking about?
Where are you finding this?
He's doing like a sales training video, and I'm sorry, this background is not.
Hey, Chrissy.
Hey,
what's up, girl?
Hey, Carl.
What's up, girl? Hey, buddy. Hey. Just thought I'd stop by and talk a little bit about my nemesis, John Anthony. He's making us studs look real weak. Let me tell you something. This is not at all how you do it. You know how you do it?
The Lord.
You don't pay them after the services. You pay them before the services, and you get them in with the Lord. That's right, Chrissy. Little water, little wine. You know what I'm talking about? Loaves and fishes and all that shit.
We can share the women. We can share the wine.
We can share the women. We can share the wine. One at a time is fine. Let me put new girls in rotation. I mean, how many tit picks do you need from someone else that's not your wife? I say one one mistress at a time is plenty. Because I just don't, I gotta commune with the Lord and shit. I don't have time for 10 girls in rotation. 14 girls in rotation? I don't know. But I'm telling you right now, don't listen to this huckster. If you want to know how to pull girls, become a preacher. Become a preacher. Then you can drop your seed all over your flock.
Victory in me.
That's right. Hard to preach on a full dick. That's all I got to say. You know the saying, and I firmly believe it to this day. John, stop making us all look bad.
Bye, Carl.
For a year, if you're doing 1 to 2 a week consistently, well, they're usually putting one new girl on rotation per week as well. So the idea is you get a bunch of leads at the top from online game, night game, day game. I show you what to message over text to get the dates set up. I show you how to run the dates. And out of the girls that you go on dates with and that you hook up with, you keep around the best ones as regular.
I feel like we're back at Clear Channel.
I do too. At a sales training. Kind of training.
Yeah. If you put 15 in the funnel.
Funnel, yeah. Then like 2 will close.
Yeah. If you put 15 in the funnel, 15 will fall out. That's when you need this brothel's name and phone number.
The purpose of this video isn't to go over how to build or manage that rotation. We'll put a video in the end screen that goes over more details about my principles for running the rotations. Okay, but this video is focused on the advantages. So before we jump into that, I want to encourage you guys, if you would like to be part of that group that is getting 1 to 2 new lays per week, ask yourself right now, how would your life change if you were getting 1 to 2 new lays per week?
How would your life change? Well, I have STDs, and also, too, it's going to cost you.
Yeah. Hey, listen, you know how it's going to change? You're going to get fucking children eventually. That's what's going to happen. Then try and get 1 to 2 new lays per week, even if you got a wife. Good luck. Good luck. I don't have time for all this. All these makes me stressed out. I feel anxious having to put people in rotation and keep putting them in the top of the funnel. You know, my entire life, I've been falling upward. And I feel like this is one of those places where mediocrity just ain't going to cut it. Like, you really got to be on your A game. And let's think about the average Joe.
On your toes.
Let's think about the average Joe who calls and says, I want to be a part of this group. Yeah. Do you really think that they are getting 1 to 2 new pulls a lays a week? Not even a pull. A confirmed lay.
Yeah.
That's a whole different animal. A pull is when you get a phone number. Yeah. Get them to come home with you. But a lay is when you close the deal.
Yeah. Yeah.
You do 100 new girls per year. And
are
putting
they real?
One new girl on rotation. And
or
that can start happening
like
this month.
Are they real or are they a neon
like
sign?
This beautiful woman in the background.
You know, here's the other thing. Think about, I want you out there in the podcast universe, our friend out there in the podcast universe, mm-hmm. I want you to imagine your favorite local dive bar. Now I want you to imagine your dive bar completely full of beautiful women.
Yes.
From head to toe. That's probably about 100 to 150 people. In an average size bar.
Confirmed.
He is saying that you can sleep with that many women in a year if you just follow his system, quote unquote. That to me sounds magical, and I don't believe in unicorns. That's all I got to say.
In a short couple weeks. Get on a 30-minute call with the link in the description, and we will sort all that out for you and help you get very good at all.
Yes. I don't want to talk about it, but yes.
Okay.
There's the game very quickly. And so you'll have a lifetime permanent solution. And then we have 64 hours of call time to help.
I need you to do it very quickly. I've got
a lifetime permanent solution.
A lifetime permanent solution. Your lifetime permanent solution to not having crabs is here, and it's John Anthony. I want you to dial quickly because my Amex bill is due on the 9th. Thank you.
Points or points of confusion. The advantages are you can have some girls that have big tits, some girls over here that have a nice ass, some girls over here that are petite, okay?
Some girls over here, I don't want to say it. Some girls over here drive a Celica. Other girls over here are going to drive a Mercedes. Some girls are going to be blonde. Some girls are going to be brunette. Occasionally they're dead, but that's okay. Yeah. That's a confirmed poll.
Occasionally
you don't need a warm body.
A mannequin.
Yeah, and occasionally it's plastic. Whatever, yeah. Confirmed poll.
Or skinny or whatever. So you can have a variety of physical appearances. You can also have a variety of personalities. So
you
let's
can
say
have
you
a
have
variety of personalities that just got flashed up on the screen.
Yeah, he literally he is literally
this
telling
guy
you
is amazing.
He's literally saying you can have a buffet of women if you just listen to what he has to say. Not true.
Everybody's different.
Pretty a bunch, like to go out and have fun.
Party girls.
And you have some girls that are more...
We need to get Frankie in on this.
...served, that like to stay in, watch movies. Maybe you have another girl that's into intellectual conversation, and you can talk about philosophy or other things with her.
Well, if I get that girl, I'm like...
You said I was gonna get
1 to 2 new confirmed polls a week, and all I'm getting are these intellectuals from Harvard. I got 3 Harvard grads.
Maybe you have another girl that is good at cooking.
Did you see that girls that's into?
Yeah, girls that's into.
That's into intellectual conversation. Yeah. That's what that's into.
No reason to check your spelling when you're going to put
girls
it on YouTube.
That's into. Intellectual.
Right. Make food for you and so on and so forth.
And girls that are good in cooking.
Girls that are good in cooking? Did that really say girls that are good in cooking? Oh, girls that are good in cooking. He's putting full screen graphics on in writing, underlining what he's saying. So, but he has yet to spell, or he's yet to, he's, the sentence, this is crazy.
I love the intellectual one.
Girls that are good in cooking. Nothing like a girl that's good in cooking.
Yeah.
And she can make food for you and so on and so forth. And what's cool is,
girls that are good in cooking, they like, they'll heat you up a meal. There's girls that are good in closets. There's girls.
So on and so forth.
There's girls that are literally good in reading. That's what they're good at. Good in reading. I don't pay attention
good
to those
in
girls.
Good talking.
Yeah. You should get
good
a girl that's
intellectual.
Good at Microsoft Word.
Excel. That's where it's at.
Like any one girl on their own might get a little boring. You might get a little bored of this body type or of this personality or of the different things she brings to the table. But all of them combined.
Good at cooking.
I'm so
good at cooking.
Sick of getting laid. I'm so sick of constant pussy. I hate those big tits. I hate the small ones. I hate the tight vaginas and the loose ones. I don't know anymore. You've soured me on the whole idea. I'm going to try dicks for a while. You got a course on dicks there?
Yeah, he's got to.
Create kind of like a conglomerate super girlfriend. If you're in the mood for... this type
like
of body.
Super group?
We are
like,
literally
like,
created.
What was it? Temple of the Dog that had Eddie Vedder. And who all was in the super group of
Eddie Vedder, Chris Cornell, Jeff Ament, Mike McCready. You know, you got it. The Pearl Jam and Soundgarden
it's
together.
It's very similar. You get a super group girlfriend.
Please input your super girlfriend requirements.
Well, I'm kind of sick of big tits. Let's go for medium tits.
Medium tits blocked.
She's got to have a nice ass.
Nice ass locked.
She probably has to have a vagina.
Sorry, not available. Try again. I did not understand that. Please repeat yourself.
I said she's got to have a vagina.
I understand. You would like a lina. I will get you a woman.
What about a pudenda?
A pudenda.
Pudenda on the way.
Stay, you can hit up this type of girl. If you're in the mood for this type of body or this type of personality, this day you can hit up this type of girl. And what's cool, since none of them on the rotation are your official girlfriend, that kind of keeps a lot of the jealousy and control issues that would normally creep up at bay, because they're not going to be all up in your shit.
What is funnier than this video is the captions that he's putting on the video. He just literally said so you can keep the issues at bay,
it
but what
helps,
he wrote, it helps keep the keeps the
jealous
and
control
issues. It helps keep them? Is that what you're trying to say?
It helps keeps.
Yeah, it helps to keep them
it helps
jealous.
It helps keeps.
Helps keeps.
You know.
Helps keeps.
Helps keeps.
That's right. I've always been like that.
At bay, because they're not going to be all up in your shit. So the frame that I will have... girls in rotation is I run a company. I'm usually busy working. I'll find time usually
what
once
do
a
you
week
do?
To
yeah what is exactly you do a lot of cocaine and running up
in Brazil
Amex bills in Brazil in Poland in 30 different countries. Don't they see you coming? Isn't your passport stamped or something? Asshole. I'm having a hard time understanding what
well,
you
he's
do
he's in Italy eating or doing an espresso
that's
shop.
Right.
You know I hate interrupting Brian when he's yammering, but he's always yammering, so it's kind of my only option. Anyway, it is about that time for me to remind you to go to tcbpodcast.com, text us at 855-TCB-8383, and check out our socials at The Commercial Break on Instagram and at TCB Podcast on TikTok. Go on. Brian needs this. And don't forget to go to youtube.com/thecommercialbreak for fully edited videos. I promise you're going to love them. Also, it would mean the world to us if you'd support us by supporting our sponsors. So let's have a listen to them, and then we'll get back to this episode of The Commercial Break.
If we thought we had a hard time getting a job after the commercial break, try me, John Anthony, going and looking for an office job.
Yeah. See them, but the rest of the time I'm busy with work. Okay, that's the frame that I have, and that's the frame that I suggest you have as well. So that way they can't really get mad at you not giving them more attention, for not texting them more, for not seeing them more, for not taking them out more.
Listen, if your girl, he's so monotone. Listen, if your girl is getting on you because you don't respond to any of her text messages, kick her out of rotation. That's what I say.
Working.
I'll be over here working.
Working on these other girls.
I'm working on this 8-ball right now. Got to get back to you guys later.
Et cetera, because you're always working, and work comes first, and they can't blame you for being an asshole. They can't fault you for
that.
And it's also a good reason to...
I'm working! I'm sketching out new dragon tattoos for my back. I'm literally doing research on Pornhub. Can you shut the fuck up? I don't have time to respond to your text messages because I'm daydreaming about the pussy theme park that I'm putting together called Pussy Paradise for families.
I cannot believe it. Is he serious?
Oh, he's serious.
He's serious.
Oh, he's serious.
Not get serious. If you're only seeing them once a week,
he's serious.
Or, you know, maybe twice max per week, then they're typically not going to catch too many feelings anyways. But you can also use
Once a week.
I've dated plenty of people I see two or three times a week that don't catch feelings, you know.
Have sex with them once a week.
That's right.
Twice max.
Twice is the limit. Because once you get to three times, then they're going to start wanting you to call and text back.
Working.
But, yeah, he's working. But if you keep him in that 1 to 2 times a category, you just show up at the mall and bring him home and fuck him.
Exactly.
On their smoke break.
Yeah.
Work excuse as a fallback if they want to get more serious. They're like, what are we? And you're like, well, you know, I like how things are. Let's just keep getting to know each other on how based on how things are.
Let's just keep fucking with me not calling you back.
Isn't being in rotation good enough for you? How much more do you want from me? I'm either working on my dragon tattoo draft or I'm fucking other women. What else do you want from me? Can't you see your place in my life? You're so important.
Get yourself a coffee.
Yeah, get yourself a coffee. Hey, you want to come over and fuck my other rotation? We'll get together. I'm going to put 8 rotations together
put
in one party.
On.
Yeah, kimono.
Because work is too busy to get more serious with someone. But what's cool about this is it keeps them all interesting and fun. And you can...
Yeah, nothing like a bunch of angry women blowing up your phone to keep things interesting and fun. I mean, seriously, what the fuck, John? It's so stupid, dude.
Any of them out, like, let's say a girl gets boring. Let's say a girl gets annoying. Let's say
one of them dies. Let's say one of them loses a leg in a horrible industrial accident.
Becomes too high maintenance. You can just say, hey, like, I don't think this is going to work out, and get rid of them once they become boring. Or even if the sex becomes boring. The sex becomes boring, they become boring. If they fuck up. Okay, if they become annoying, you can cut them off.
What in the fuck?
I don't know.
This guy's
weird.
A psychopath. Class A psychopath.
Yeah.
He does not see other human beings as human beings.
No, well, obviously.
No.
From the video.
Had he not been on YouTube, he'd be dumping bodies in the river.
In the 70s, picking up hitchhikers.
That's right.
I even cut off girls above a 9, even a 9.5 recently, because they're just being fucking annoying, blowing my phone up too much.
Confirmed.
No confirmed pull. 9.5, you're out. Watch out, 9.62, you're next.
That'd be annoying.
You're out too, Chrissy. You're out. Not confirmed, Paul. Go tell your dad that. I couldn't sleep with John Anthony. I wasn't good enough.
Getting mad if I didn't respond right away. And I warned a couple times, I don't want any drama. I don't want any bullshit. It continued. And you just cut him off.
No bullshit.
But you have a whole bunch of others.
I'm going to fuck you when I want. Look, when I text you, that's when things happen. You don't text me.
Yeah.
I'm working.
Yeah.
And I'm also got a bunch of other girls in rotation. You're being annoying.
You're out.
9.5. 9.5. 9.5.6.
You're out. Do you realize, John, the irony of you saying, I don't want any drama, yeah, I don't want any bullshit, when you're here claiming that you can put 2 to 3 new women into your life per week?
On top of like the 14.
Yes. What do you expect is going to, what's a reasonable reaction to that? I don't want no drama.
You're out.
You're out.
Listen here.
Shut up, Chrissy. Yeah.
Look, I'm drinking espresso with my mannequin.
Yes, that's right. Such a stupid setup.
Okay, this is what like true abundance means. When you have a rotation of regular...
True abundance.
I've been to a lot of yoga conferences.
I mean,
and
I
never once
say...
did the yogi ever say that true abundance meant 10 to 14 new poles a week. I'm just saying.
You know, the Buddha.
The Buddha.
The philosophy
if
of
you read the
Buddhism.
Third, yeah, if you read the third tenet of Buddhism...
True abundance.
14 poles.
Means...
You're out, Buddha. Causing me drama.
There's any new date or any new cold approach you do is like gravy on top, meaning you don't need it. It's not like you need that cold approach to work out or you need a particular date to work out because you're not getting laid. You already have girls on rotation. And for a lot of you watching, you're probably like, well, I have no rotation. How can I be in that mindset? I can get you very quickly to start building.
I have no rotation. I'm starting fresh. Hey, honey, so I know you're here working at the donut shop at the mall, but I just wanted to say that I'm dreaming about your nipples. Oh, my God, asshole. You're out. I'm not dreaming about your nipples anymore. You're out. You and your f***ing drama. That's okay. I'll just move on to the next cold approach.
I'm in a fresh rotation. I don't have a rotation.
Hey, girl at the pretzel shop. I was just dreaming about your nipples. You fucking creep! You're out! You were only a 9.45 anyway. I don't care. I got 12 more in rotation. And by rotation, I mean posters on my wall from the 80s.
Amazing.
The rotation the first week or two on my 8-week program.
Here, John Anthony's spelling out what you get with his 8-week program. Be coached by John Anthony. Get 64 hours.
You too
can be coached by John Anthony. You'll learn these instructive instructions like pick up the phone.
Say hello.
Google massage in my area.
You get 64 hours of live coaching. Why would you want that? In 8 weeks.
Chrissy, it's only $19.99 plus $19.99 shipping and handling. How can you lose? What would you do with 1 to 2 more lays per week? These are confirmed pulls.
Well, that's hours getting on this coaching call that I can't be laying.
That's right. Listen to some of these satisfied customers. I had 0 in rotation, and now I've gotten 22 confirmed pulls. Fuck you, Dave! You're out! 21 new confirmed pulls. What magic will be bestowed upon you once you meet John Anthony?
And then you have regular girls that you're sleeping with. Now you have regular sex.
Fix all your problems
is one of the bullet points, guys. You have to see this, guys. Guys, guys.
Yes,
what we're referring
to.
YouTube.com/thecommercialbreak. You have to see this. So on the video, he's trying to, obviously this is a sales video, he's trying to sell you into this fucking coaching program. He's putting bullet points on the screen. It says, get my 8-week program, and to be included is, be coached by John Anthony, get 64 hours of live coaching,
and fix all your problems.
What are you, Dr. fucking Phil?
Now you don't have this like scarcity mindset
where
you
need
it to work out with any particular approach or any particular Tinder match.
Soon, as he's got a down.
Yes. He's got an arrow pointing down, and he's saying prices will go up. Prices are going to go sideways soon. Sign up now. against all gravitational forces.
down.
Against the properties of nature, prices will be going up while they're falling. It's amazing.
Oh my God. Or any particular girl with. So it's good to have this true abundance mindset. It takes a lot of the pressure off. And the girls can sense like if you really need this to work out or if this is really a big deal to you. If you have a rotation going and you have active new leads coming in, which is new phone numbers every single week and new dates planned on a regular basis, then you don't need any of these particular girls, right? And they
said
That one? You're right about this. He says the word abundance. He puts a Buddha behind his head. This is what a lot of people I know do. They say I'm holding space for that. They put a Buddha in the room, and all of a sudden, they're walking on water.
I'm holding space for that.
They are fixing all your problems. I met this asshole at the bar. Get him a little drunk, and all of a sudden, they fix all your problems. You know what you need to do? Get a divorce. Leave those children. Tell them you're holding space for that.
It's that. And this non-neediness and this, you know, ability to
just abundance, not be like kissing. Neediness, you know.
That's going to really go a long way. So it's like feast or famine, right? Like as you get more girls, it becomes even easier to get more girls. And you can replace them as well. You can, like, let's say that.
Nothing screams romance. Like when you tell a woman, you can replace her easily.
9.5 out.
Hey, John. It's Debbie. I just thought I'd call and see what you're doing later on tonight.
You're out!
Needy.
So fucking needy. That's not abundance.
I'm sorry. I just hadn't heard from you in like 6 years, and I thought I'd call and see what's going on.
You're out, so are all your friends. Tell them not to call me. Lose my number.
You're out of rotation.
I gotta get going. I got Amex on the other line.
You meet a hotter girl.
I'm trying to pay my credit card bill.
Then the girls that are like the lowest rank on your rotation and you have good chemistry, you can draw one into the rotation and potentially boot another one out. Or you can try to balance and juggle them all together. These are high quality problems to have. This all depends on how much free time you have in your schedule and how much time you want to devote toward.
Is this a comedy?
No, it's not. But it looks like a satire of a pickup artist because it's so outrageous. And I think that's kind of the point. Like I don't think John Anthony is a smart person, at least the videos that I've watched. I don't think he's like would fall in the intelligent category.
Are you sure?
But I also don't think he's smart. I know he's got a Buddha behind him and that makes him smart. But I'm telling you right now, John Anthony is a class A asshat, but he understands one thing. The more shocking that he is, the bigger the claims, the bolder the words that he uses.
The old snake oil.
It sure is. That's it. It's going to fix all your problems. Mm-hmm. With 64 hours with John Anthony, I'd jump off a fucking bridge. But 64 hours with John Anthony to some people, it's just like.
I think we need it on the 64 hours.
I don't even know if I can deal with a 30-minute coaching phone call.
Dating. But as you meet hotter and cooler girls, especially since those, you know, newer girls are going to be more exciting and it's going to be fresh and all this stuff, you can then boot out pre-existing rotation girls that were like starting to get annoying.
Those old girls. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Hey, Mom. I just wanted to call and tell you, you're out.
I got fresh.
I got new pussy. I don't need yours.
And you get a little boring. Or the sex was starting to grow old. I think it's really the best situation to be in. And also there's biological roots here. In neuroscience books I've read and evolutionary biology books I've read.
He has never read a neuroscientology book ever. He said neuroscientology. What the fuck is neuroscientology? You've never read a book in your life, John.
Talk about how Homo sapiens, humans, are not meant to be monogamous. That's been determined anatomically.
That's absolutely not true. I think people like to throw this around, and I'm sure there's some scientific evidence for it. But the fact that we coupled up together was a defense mechanism. Again, it helped us. Like, it helped when we teamed up. That's why we started walking around in packs. And there's a reason for this. And while
survival.
That's right. Nothing like, you're out. You're out, Chrissy. Disagree with me. How dare you? It's my show. It's the Brian Greene Show. But While I don't believe monogamy is right for everybody, it's up to you. You make the choice, right?
Polyamorous.
Polyamorous.
Whatever.
French for my relationship's not working. Whatever you want to do, right?
Yeah.
And I do know some poly couples that actually do work out. So great. Good for them.
That HBO show.
Yeah, that's right. HBO show.
They worked out.
Who?
Oh, it was the Love on the Grid.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Love Off the Grid. Oh, yeah, that's right. That's true. Okay, so one relationship I know. But the point is that this is such horseshit. John is so full of fucking shit. He's never read a book in his life.
Well, he's not married.
No.
Obviously.
Who would marry this guy?
He doesn't have children.
Yeah.
Obviously. Look at the background of what is happening here.
He doesn't even.
You thought that we were embarrassed about saying we were.
We're on the commercial break. Right? Imagine you're saying you're John Anthony. John Anthony lifestyle. Oh, you got a furniture company?
He's at Kmart.
What do you sell? Bedding? Towels? What are you selling over there? No. I'm selling a course on how to get 20 to 25 new pussies in your bed every week.
64 hours.
Yeah, that's right. Wait, you can get 20 to 25 new girls in your bed every week? You're out. Don't question me. I want to walk around with one of these buttons.
I know.
Like when my kids are fussing at me, I'd be like, you're out.
Yep.
Get out on the street.
Which one is that?
Go hang out on the corner. Let me know how it works out. What's that?
Which one?
This one. Oh, yeah.
Part of the brain responsible for monogamy. We don't have it. There's a species of monkey that does. It always only mates with one person. We aren't meant to be monogamous as humans.
Wait,
that's why the divorce.
Wait. He's read many neuroscientology
books. That's right.
And the part of monogamy in the brain, we don't have it.
We don't have it. So while it's
in our
monkey, brain.
There's a monkey that's in South Africa that does.
Got to find that monkey.
So high. That's why so many people cheat. And what we're meant to have is one main partner and a bunch of side partners, which is exactly the structure of a rotation.
Who is they? When you say they figured out, who is they? Other asshats like you? Are you buddying up with mystery to figure out the physiology of how we should all evolve? Asshole.
Or a one-way open relationship.
One-way open? Brazil. Wait, how does that? Wait.
It's a one-way open relationship.
Well, how does one?
It only works one way.
One way open.
Yeah, it only works one way. That's my way.
One way open.
One way.
One way open.
With my girlfriend, it's open on my side, so I can still go and see other girls. But that is the
not
natural
on her
state.
Side.
That's how the Emperor of China lives as well.
That's how you do it.
That's right.
Right, like when there was emperors, like in the Forbidden City. I lived in Beijing briefly. And did a tour of Forbidden City, and he said he would have like one wife and like 10 side chicks. Right?
He was the fucking emperor of China, you asshole.
In like 1200
AD. Yeah.
BC.
BC. I'm sure it was not uncommon for the emperor of China to have multiple women. Look at Bill Clinton, Donald Trump.
I lived in Beijing briefly.
I lived in Beijing briefly until they said I was out. They said, you're out. You're not going to besmirch the Communist Party name.
It's the structure of rotation. You have your main rotation girl or your girlfriend, and then you have all the other side ones. And the main rotation girl or the girls, you know, high up in ranking in the rotation, those are the ones that you're going to be treating like boyfriend, girlfriend, even if you don't have the label. You're going to be taking them out to dinner, holding their hand, developing an emotional connection. So the whole idea is you take the hottest, coolest one or hottest, coolest ones.
Pick. Okay, now more words on the screen. Pick and take the hottest and coolest. Make them your main rotation and have some side girls.
Wait, I have to take a picture of this.
Oh my God, here she goes with the pictures.
I can't believe.
You know they have a, there's a website where you can input a sentence or a paragraph.
It's AI.
And it will tell you whether or not, what grade level you are writing in. I am guessing that second grade.
Grammarly.
Yeah, Grammarly. That's right.
I downloaded that. Yeah.
It's crazy.
I was good.
You make
He's
that.
Bad.
He's bad.
He bad.
He's bad.
In a one-way open relationship. And then you have a bunch of side girls that are in flux. As I said, if they become boring or annoying or for whatever reason they pull some kind of bullshit, you catch them lying, you can cut them off. And they'll drop
off. Catch them lying. Pregnancy. Death. You're out.
Hi, John. It's Carrie's mother. She was in a horrible roller coaster accident. Decapitated her. I'm sorry to have to call you and tell you this.
Who's this?
Carrie's mom. She was dating you?
Number four?
What?
She's out. I mean, being dead wasn't the only requirement. She could have been dead, but without a head, I already got one of those in the studio. She's out. You don't mind if I skip the funeral, do you? I'm busy. I'm working. I got a new dragon tattoo I'm drafting.
Carrie.
That's a Freudian slip.
They're on sometimes, too. Sometimes they'll move. Sometimes they'll get back with an ex.
Sometimes they'll move.
Sometimes they'll meet someone else.
Sometimes they'll be breathing. Sometimes they'll move.
Sometimes they'll move. Sometimes they'll get back with an ex. Oh, my God.
Listen. I'm going to guarantee any girl that gets with John Anthony is going right back to that ex-boyfriend, no matter how bad.
You look really good now.
Hey, listen, totally wrong about that whole thing. You can drink and gamble all our money away all you want.
Totally fine.
I'm cool. We'll live in the poorhouse. Don't worry about it. Cardboard box, you got it. No problem.
And that person wants to get more serious. You're going to be dropping off sometimes. You're going to be kicking them out sometimes, but new ones will always be coming in. And when you get new hookups and go on new dates, you don't always have to put them on rotation. The criteria should be like, is this girl fun? Like, is there a good chemistry? Like, is there, you know, low amounts of shitty parts, like low amounts of drama?
She's not high maintenance.
You're, John, you are so scared of commitment. First of all, a lot of these girls that, according to the internet and other people on Reddit,
they
say that you're paying for these women. You're paying them to come and sleep with you. So, number one. Number two, it is so blatantly obvious that you are afraid of anyone getting to know you at all that you have to put everybody at an arm's length.
Well, I would be too if I was.
Yeah, no,
this
that's
video.
True. That's true. Well, you know, John Anthony, he's in a class all of his own. And I do not want to have anything to do with that class.
No. At all. I will not be getting in that rotation. No. I would never get into that rotation.
Hell no.
This is crazy.
Fuck no. I love John Anthony. He's nothing but gold, kids. He's sticking around the commercial break for a long time.
It's too good.
Uncle Brian will be downloading videos for hours.
It's too good.
It is way too good. You know what else is too good? Your 21 EPM sticker. You can get it for free. You know how you do that? Go to tcbpodcast.com. Hit the contact us button. Send us your name and your physical address. We will never spam you. We never sell email addresses, but we will send you a free 21 EPM sticker. And you go to that website. You can listen to all the audio, watch all the video. It's a great website. Go there. Visit it today. 661. Oh, no, excuse me. I was saying the old phone number. Scratch that. 855-TCB-8383.
If you were writing it down, scratch it.
Yeah, scratch it. And go back to 1-855-TCB-8383, 855-TCB-8383. Text us your address, and we'll also send you. You can write us messages. You can ask TCB.
You can be anonymous.
That's right. Well, you can't be anonymous. You're giving me your address.
Say Mamaw.
Oh, you can say Mamaw. You don't have to give me your name.
But your address.
Yeah. But we would like your name, so we can address you properly when we write you a sweet little note. Mamaw. Grams. So if you text us, we will text you back, we promise. And you can also send your request for the 21 EPM sticker.
And a handwritten note.
That's right. Questions, comments, concerns, content ideas, all of it can be texted or emailed to us through the website. Also, if you would like to join us live in studio sometime, 775.
Not in person.
No, not in person. On the telephone.
Yeah.
775 TCB Live. 775 TCB Live. Do not show up to my house, but you're welcome to call. Monday through Thursday, 12 p.m. to 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. At the commercial break on Instagram, TCB Live on TikTok, and most importantly, YouTube.com/thecommercialbreak for the full episodes. The day that they air on audio, they're also available on video. And one more thing, send us your pictures of that 21 EPM sticker on the back of your car, because we would love to show it off to the world. Okay, Chrissy, I guess that is all we're going to do today.
I think so.
But we'll get back to John and Anthony soon. I love you.
Beep. I love you.
Best to you.
Best to you.
And best to you out there in the podcast universe. Until next time, Chrissy and I always say, we do say, and we must say,
goodbye.